This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A lot of people want to know how they can balance their lives when it comes to worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you have your school, you have your work, you have your relationships and your hobbies and these sorts of things. And the answer is perhaps easier than it seems. Don't think of them as separate spheres. Don't think of them as opposing each other. If you're able to have an intention that everything that you do is part of your deen and is part of your religious practice, then you're winning. That's what winning looks like. That's how you quote unquote balance it. Then there's nothing to balance, right? So you go to school and you say Bismillah, and going to school is something that you're doing to please Allah. And then if you are actually able to keep with you the realization that you're doing it for Allah, you're not going to pollute it or taint it with any sort of things that would make Allah unhappy with you or displease Allah, right? You're going to do it in the best way. The same thing with your work, the same thing with your relationships, your marriage, your kids, your hobbies. You know, I used to get sad, back when we were in Medina, we used to play basketball, the American students and the Canadian students, we'd play basketball every Thursday night. And after a while, I stopped going because even students in Medina, they'd get into horrible arguments. You fouled me. No, you didn't foul me. People start swearing by Allah. Wallahi, I didn't foul you. Like, guys, serious? Right? It was as if people had forgotten why we were there in the first place. They had made a distinction between playing basketball and worshiping Allah. If you're playing basketball and you're worshiping Allah through playing basketball, then you're not going to get sucked down into those sorts of things. Right? So there's no distinction. Erase the distinction. Make everything that you do for Allah, and there won't be anything to balance.